从启示之后的转换。
But we can see how Paul is completely changed after he received the revelation from God.
我也曾经说明过。
And we have already discussed about this.
在圣经的学习上面。
In studying the Bible,
我个人投入在摩西跟保罗这两个人时间很长。
And personally, I focus a lot of my time and effort in studying the five books of Moses and on Paul.
因为整个旧约的律法成为以色列国所有文化历史的根基。
Because the law that is recorded in the Old Testament became the foundation of the Jewish country.
摩西五经如果不守的话，你看不到他整个历史为什么会有这种判断，好坏的判断。
If you are not familiar with the Mosaic law, then you would not understand why some king are considered good and some king are considered evil.
所以在写完第二本的教义论之后
，So after I have written the second book on the theory of church,
也插入一本五经的典考，就是五经的概论。
And then I have also read another book on the Moses five books. That is the overview of the five book of Moses.
因为这两三年当中有关这方面的课程，我还接了一部分的教学工作。
Because in the last 2 years, I am still teaching in the theological training program in Taiwan.
但是一直找不到我们教会有人写这方面的教材。
And as I look into our database, I couldn't find any material on the five books of Moses, a comprehensive material.
希望在一年到两年后呢，可以把它完成一个概论性的作品。
So I hope to finish this overview on this five books of Moses within the next couple of years.
我们看神用摩西的时候，已经用80年的时间去教育跟磨练他。
And as we study into it, we realize when God really put Moses into good use, it's after 80 years of training.
现在我们来看新约圣经的时候。
And so when we come to the New Testament,
每一卷当然都很重要。
Every book is very important.
但是保罗书信占了很大的部分。
And we can see Pauline later, letter It's a big part of the New Testament.
保罗思想融合了旧约的律法跟启示来的思考模式。
And the train of thought, in reading through these letters, we need to have some kind of a background in the Jewish law.
还有一项我们比较没有注意到的。
And maybe there is something that we have not yet observed.
就从希腊是延伸到罗马的斯多亚思想。
That is historic a theory or the trend of school of thought in the Greek.
这在使徒行传里面有提到
Greek area, which was talked about in the Book of Acts.
所以保罗一直到31岁才在正式被神拣选。
So Paul was chosen by the Lord at the age of 31.
到46年才被正式差派工作。
And he was sent out. To do work of in the ministry at the age of 46.
他这三个思想至少有40几年的时间去消化。
So about 40 some years, he had really spent a lot of time, learning about these things.
所以说我们对保罗他这个人的一个传记，他整个历史能够了解越多的话。
So if we study Paul, this person, the more we know about him.
你就可以看得出来他为什么文章会用这种方式表达。
Then you realize why did he write his letter in these ways?
这些图像可以说在当时几乎都可以看得到的。
These images are found in the society at that time.
今天印记的东西、凭据的问题，是普遍用在他们社会当中。
To do with seal, to do with the as an evidence, that's something commonly used in that society.
身体，每个人都有身体，每个人都有头的。
Has a body, everyone has one head.
那就更不用讲了。
And that is, it goes without saying.
那国家的问题。
And have to do with the citizenship and different countries.
罗马帝国是历史以来最大的国度。
And Roman Empire is the greatest empire since the beginning of a human civilization.
历史当中唯一把地中海成为内海的国家。
It is the only empire in the history of man that took the Mediterranean Sea as their sea within their country.
我们就知道这个国度何等的强。
So we realize how powerful this empire is.
能够把这么多的种族融合成为一个国家。
They can reign over so many different kind of races under one kingdom.
但是那种种族的隔阂还是存在。
But even within this same kingdom, different race, they still have that barrier.
没办法用政治、经济、社会的条件把它融合成一个完整的国家。
They were not able to combine all kinds of different people from different race into one through political means, through economical means.
唯独信仰就是基督教的信仰。
Only one way to bound them together, which is through religion, which is through the Christianity faith.
所以他说，无论犹太人，无论希利尼人。
So the Paul said, either Greek nor the Jewish people.
希利尼人他指的两种人呢。
So when you're talking about the Greek, you're talking about two kinds of people.
一个是指犹太，一个是指希腊人。
Of course, you're talking about the Greek descendants.
罗马帝国是从希腊延伸下来的。
Because Roman Empire started from Greece.
一个是接受希腊文化的。
Or those people who have learned the Greek culture.
罗马人也有他们罗马人的那种帝国思想啊。
And Roman, the Romans, they have their own,
帝国的想法，国家的想，民主的想法。
They have their nationalists.
他们认为呢，跟我们讲希腊文的，这个就是是高水准的。
So they perceive those who are able to speak Greek are of a higher class.
你们其他这个都是化外民族。
And everyone else are barbarians. Without culture,
你不要说它是不对的，是正确的。
And we are not saying that they are wrong.
每个时代都是这样，每个时代都这样。
Every generation have the similar type of perspective.
今天用英文做强势文化。
And in this generation, English is the prominent language.
大家都要去学它。
Everyone want to learn English.
这个就是整个历史当中常常出现的现象。
And this is a phenomenon that repeats itself in the time of history.
但是用世俗外在的条件没办法融合所有的民族。
So if you are trying to unite everyone together, with the outer appearances, it is not possible.
但是保罗看到了。
But Paul has perceived this,
在耶稣基督里就可以啊。
Paul has perceived a way. In Lord Jesus Christ, all men can come together as one.
这不但是使徒时代的特色啊。
And this is a special characteristic of the church in the book of apostles.
一定是我们今天本会的特色。
And this definitely is a special characteristic of our church today.
所以保罗说，先是犹太人，后是这些外邦人。
So Paul say, first are the Jews, then comes the Gentiles.
这在以弗所书里面呢就提到的，
而且
我们在讲到第二章的比方的时，第三章的比方的时候
，This is mentioned in the book of Ephesians in chapter 3，
这是用这一段话引申下来的。
The analogy recorded in chapter 3 started from this
以弗所书。
Let's take a look at Ephesians。
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
他整个在讲和睦的问题。
It is talking about how people should live together in harmony.
十一节说，所以你们应当纪念。
So verse 11 says, therefore remember that once were the Gentile in the flesh,
称为没受割礼的。
Who are called uncircumcised,
你们跟基督是无关的。
That you have no part in Christ.
但是犹太人怎么样？
But what about Jews?
是先领受的。
They first partake of this good gospel.
你们是诸约的局外人，这些外邦民族是诸约的局外人。
But you used to be aliens from the commonwealth.
到十八节才讲。
Of this, of this covenant of promise.
能够两下借着他被一个圣灵所感。
But in verse 18 here, through him we both have access by one spirit.
这是犹太人呢跟外族的人能够两下被感动。
So both refer to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. They both are access by the one spirit.
合起来之后， 进到神的面前。
And when they are combined as one, they are able to enter into the presence of the of God.
你们就不再做外人了。
Then no longer are you called foreigners.
它是从前面就延伸下来的。
So this is a continuation from what he was talking about previously.
在这个种族思想之下来谈论信仰。
So this is talking about religion from the perspective of recognizing there are people of different race.
那在国跟家之后面又加上一个。一个图像比方，国跟家之后。
And after talking about the different kingdom, different nationality, and different different family, then he used another analogy,
就是二十节的地方
，which can be found in verse 20.
他说，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，由耶稣基督自己为房角石，在这段经文里头。
And this verse, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
讲到使徒和先知。
Here in this verse, first talk about the apostles and the prophets.
然后说到这个根基跟房角石。
Then they talk about the foundation and the chief cornerstone.
在保罗的时期。
In the era of Paul.
也是还在第二神殿时期。
That is also in the time of the Second Temple.
从整个神殿的历史来看
，from the whole history, from the history of the temple.
会幕时期，它是一个 before 是一个前置的时期。
The era of the tabernacle is the before set area.
一直到公元前的969年
，until 969 BC.
所罗门王盖神殿。
King Solomon established or built the temple of God.
这里有个名称，我们真耶稣教很少去跟它区隔的。
And there's a differences, and that differences is really distinguished by our church.
就是圣殿跟神殿。
The difference between the holy temple and the temple of God.
会幕也称作圣殿。
The Tabernacle is also called the Holy Temple.
所罗门盖的这个殿也称作圣殿。
The temple built by King Solomon is also called the Holy Temple.
今天我们教会也可以称作圣殿。
The church today we also call it the Holy Temple.
所以在申命记里面呢，就一再称这个神所在的殿呢叫做圣殿。
So in Deuteronomy, it continued to refer to the place where God abides, the Holy Temple.
但是这些圣殿它分成几个名称。
But even they are all called the Holy Temple, they are different names.
第一个是会幕。
First, it's called the Tabernacle.
它本身是用帐篷做的。
It is built in the shape of a tent.
所罗门盖的可以称作神殿。
And the one built by King Solomon, we can call it the Temple of God.
这在外头的书都会有稍微注意到这一部分的。
And there are some reference material that has acknowledged this difference.
所以很多民族他们都会盖神殿。
So many different race, different people, they build their own temples for God.
那神殿呢？它又分成两个时期。
And the temple of God can be divided into two different eras.
从969开始盖神殿之后。
From the year 969 BC, when the temple of God was dedicated,
就进入第一神殿时期。
Then we enter into the first era of the first temple of God.
那么这个神殿到主前的586年被巴比伦烧掉。
And this temple was burned down by the Babylonians, 500 in the year 580 BC.
等于第一神殿时期就结束了。
So the era of the first temple of God was ended at that time.
一直到536年主前536年，他们又重建神殿。
And the year 536 BC, they established yet another temple.
也是他们在波斯帝国时代被允许回到耶路撒冷。
So under the reign of Persian Empire, they were allowed to go back to Jerusalem to rebuild this temple.
他们就盖了所谓的所罗巴伯的圣殿。
So they built the temple of Zerubbabel.
啊，那么这个圣殿就是进入第二时期，神殿的第二圣殿，第二神殿时期。
And it's at that time they enter into the second era of the temple of God.
那么这个神殿呢，一直到主后AD 主后68到70年之间。
So this temple of God, exists until about 68 to 70 AD.
因为尼禄王逼把整个罗马城烧掉。
King Nero burned down the city of Rome.
他为了逃避当时这个罗马人的抗议。
And because he wanted to avoid the accusation and the objection of theAnd the rebellion of the Roman people,
就嫁罪于基督徒。
So he blamed it on the Christians,
还包括一些犹太人
，including some Jewish people.
所以这段时间呢，基督徒跟犹太人死的很多。
So in that period of time, a lot of Jewish people and Christians were put to death.
有关这一部分的资料。
And there are some reference material on these events.
在西方的影片当中，有一部分中文翻成暴君焚城录所以我不晓得这边原来的名字是什么有这么一个片子介绍。
But there is actually a documentary on these events about this vicious king, burned down his city.
那尼禄王也因为烧罗马城，把自己弄得结束他的一生。
And King Nero, because he burned down the city of Rome, this also concluded his life.
那我们来算保罗的时间。
But let's count the time of Paul.
公元后四年出生。
He was born 4 AD.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
是行过割礼的。
He was one who had received circumcision.
到35年，就是他31岁。
So in the year 35, which is when he was 31 years old,
他受很严谨的法利赛人的教育。
He has received very rigorous training as a Pharisee,
所以他能够成为很出名的法利赛人。
So he could be a Pharisee that was famous.
不要认为法利赛人是不好听的名字。
Do not think Pharisee come with a bad reputation.
主耶稣说：“你们的义若不胜过法利赛人，不能进神。”
Lord Jesus said, "If your righteousness does not surpass that of a Pharisee, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven."
在传教当中，把法利赛人骂得很不好。
Even though Lord Jesus Christ has rebuked Pharisees over and over again during his ministry,
但是法利赛人还能够成为进神国一个标准，一个 standard。
But Pharisees, their righteousness can serve as a standard to enter into the kingdom of God.
他绝不是完全坏的。
Then for sure they are not completely bad.
遵守律法。
They observe the law.
禁食祷告。
They fast and pray.
守安息日。
They hold on and they observe the Sabbath.
奉献十分之一。
They offer their tithe.
真的，我们有时候拿他们标准来看自己，还比不上他们。
So using them as a standard and look at and examine ourselves, sometimes we are not as good as they are.
那保罗信主之后
，And after Paul has converted into Christianity,
主耶稣把他潜藏，把他冷冻了11年。
God has frozen him, or God has put him aside for 11 years.
在神学上有一个名词。
In the theology, there is a special name for that.
把这一段称作保罗的潜藏时期。
This is the period of time when Paul hides himself.
神没有给他
was hidden.
神没有让他浮上台面。
So God did not allow him to appear, in the sight of others.
给他一个再教育时间。
So give him some. They spend some time training Paul.
从49年以后。
And after the age of 40,
到52年
oh, sorry, after the year 40 to 52,
他第一次外出宣教。
That was his first ministry.
52到56,
from 52 to 56,
他第二次外出宣教。
That was his second ministry journey.
56到58,
from 56 to 58,
第三次宣教。
That was his third missionary trip.
58到62。
From 58 to 62,
从耶路撒冷一直到罗马
he go from Jerusalem all the way to the city of Rome.
使徒行传就写到这个地方卡。 停止了。
And then the book of Acts ends here.
所以一直到提摩太后书。
So until the time of 2 Timothy,
大概在公元后的67年到68年。
About 68 to 67 to 68 AD.
那保罗就在罗马第二次被关被杀。
And Paul was in Rome for the second time, was imprisoned and was killed.
在历史上也把69年定为彼得被钉十字架的那一年。
And historical, some historian also record Peter died in the year of 69.
这个整个都是在罗马被逼迫的一段时间里面。
And that is the period of time when the Christians were persecuted from Roman Empire.
从这么一个历史的时间来看的时候。
So if we take a look from this historical perspective,
保罗他还是看到第二神殿。
Paul has seen the second temple of God.
就是从所罗巴伯盖的圣殿一直留下来。
That is the temple that was built by Zerubbabel.
西律王曾经用46年时间来修复这个圣殿。
King Herod actually spent about 46 years to repair the temple.
有一个门大家一定会听过的。
And there is one gate that we have all heard of.
这是美门。
That is the gate that is called Beautiful.
彼得约翰在那边行神迹。
Peter and John perform a miracle at that gate.
那个瘸腿的健壮可以走路。
So the one who was crippled was able to stand up and walk.
所以保罗在写书信的时候。
So when Paul is writing his letter,
他也可以看到这个圣殿神殿。
He sees the same temple that everyone else had at that time.
而且很有趣的。
And what is very interesting,
他们常常可以在建筑的时候会留一些设备。
Because as they construct the temple, they leave some equipment behind.
是规划让这个外面的人还可以看到他这个圣殿在盖的，包括根基，包括整个上面的一个过程。
So they would leave some area unfinished, so people later on can see how the temple was built from the beginning.
就像今天如果你到耶路撒冷去的时候
，So if you were to visit Jerusalem today,
以往都是只有看到地面上的这个哭墙。
You would just see the wailing wall.
那后来发现呢，发现几个门道可以进到里头去。
But actually, later on, they discover some passage underground to enter into the ruin.
根基呀，好大的石头啊。
So they could see the foundation, which is made of great stones.
最长的一块最长一块那长度等于我们这个会堂前面的宽度这么长。
The longest stone that was identified is about the length, the width of the chapel we have here.
他们这些根基都不是规则的，是长长短短接起来的。
They are not. They are very in irregular length. So they are longer stone and they are shorter ones.
不要以为他们是技术不好，不会切割不是的。
Do not think that they didn't have the technology to cut them into pieces.
用长短不同的接缝。这样长一短这样接来接去。
They purposely using stone of different length.
才能够抵消地震的震动。
In a way, they are preventing earthquakes.
那么上石头
to destroy the building.
上面石头跟下面石头怎么去接？
But how do they connect the stone that is? How do they put stone on top of another?
不是只有把石头放上去。
They don't just put it on top of one another.
他们有接的方法。
They have special ways how they would connect them together.
你也不要说大概用水泥吧，当时还没有水泥
That you don't say they will use 水泥叫做cement. They don't just use cement at that time.
他们是在接触面的地方。
So in the surface where they come in contact.
还没叠上去之前。
Before they were put on top of one another.
往里头挖几个洞，每个石头挖几个洞，上面挖，下面挖。
They would drill some holes.
那么要叠上去之前，中间就换一块铅板。
And before they put onto each other, they put a plate of lead.
就把石头叠上去。
And then they put the stone on top of one another.
阳光很热，一照的时候，这个铅板就融了。
And because the sun is shining very hot, very bright, then the plate of lead will start to melt.
它就往这个洞洞地方挤进去，
and it will
往上挤，往下挤。
And it will go into the hole that was drilled out to the stone above and to the stone below.
哎，挤进去之后，石头合起来，它又晒不到太阳了。
And once the stone has come together, then once the lead has melted, it is inside the rock and it does not come in direct sunshine.
里面就冷却下来。
So it will cool down inside.
那个铅就变成很硬，
then the lead becomes very hard，
就把上下石头卡住了。
Then that's how the rock on top will connect it to the rock in the bottom。
我讲这一段应该跟你们收补习会才对。
I should collect some tuition from you by telling you these things。
那是花了很多时间去跟他研究的。
Because I spend a lot of time studying into these things。
一直问。你们这石头怎么叠上去的？怎么会连在一起？
I went there many times, and every time I go, I asked them, "How did you manage to put the stone, connect the stone so well on top of each other?"
很多人都答不出来。
So many people didn't know the answer.
后来才有人跟我讲说是用这种方法的。
And later on, I was someone was able to tell me this is the way how it was connected.
唯一的机会啊，上在那个西律塔，就是大卫塔城墙的一个塔上面呢、啊。进去看才知道。
And that was only opportunity when I went to the Tower of David.
因为那是西律王时期建造的。
And it was built in the time of King Herod.
才有看到这种情形。
And then I saw that's how it was built.
所以他们当时我们在看这个保罗时期啊，他们这个神殿什么都看得很清楚的。
So Paul, who was living in the Second Temple era,He was able to see these things.
那么在盖这个神殿的时候
，So he knew as they are building the temple of God.
或是在盖自己的房子的时候
，Or when they are building their own houses.
他们一定要先找一块大石头。
They definitely have to find for themselves a big stone.
然后呢，放在一个固定位置上面。
And they would put this stone in a certain area.
把洞挖好，把这石头。放进去
so they would dig a hole and put the stone right there.
这个石头一放进去之后
once this stone is put into this hole that they dig out,
它的方向跟大小
then it will already determine the size and the direction.
只要把第二个再放进去
once they put in the second stone,
那么长度就出来了
then the length is determined.
再放第三个
then they put the third stone,
这个四方形的面积就出来了
then you can see a square or a rectangular shape.
所以整个建筑是以这个第一块石头最重要
So the whole structure is determined by the first stone, which is most important.
那么这个石头放这个角角的石头放好之后
So once they put in all the cornerstones,
这个石头就称作房角石
Or this, they are called the cornerstones.
上面再放石头上去叠起来
And then they put other stones on top of these cornerstones.
今天所说的地基根基
Then we call them today the foundations of a house.
所以根基跟房角石是不一样的
So foundation and the cornerstone are a little bit different.
主耶稣被弃绝的时候
When Lord Jesus Christ was rejected by his people.
圣经说他是被抛弃的头块的房角石。
He says the chief cornerstone that has been rejected.
但是这块头块的房角石
，But this chief cornerstone
就成为救赎的依靠。
Has become the rock of our salvation.
我们来看使徒行传第四章十一节十二节。
Let's take a look at Acts chapter
第十一跟十二
chapter.Chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
四章十一节说，这个是我们本位一定大大小小都会背的经文。
This is a verse that is very familiar by everyone.
尤其是第十二节啊。
Especially verse 12.
那么在十一节说，他耶稣呢，是你们匠人所弃的石头。
The Lord Jesus is the stone which was rejected by you builders.
这个石头呢，你们把它抛弃的。
You have thrown this stone, or you have rejected this stone.
原来它是什么？ 房角的头块石头。
But he's actually the chief cornerstone.
整个建筑完全看这块石头啊。
The whole structure have to base on this one stone.
匠人就是指这些文士、法利赛人、懂得律法的。
And the builders are referring to the Pharisees, the scribes, the teacher of the laws who are familiar with the law.
都是律法专家。
You are experts in law.
你们竟然把它丢弃了。
Then how could you throw away the stone?
不识货啊，不懂得货色。
You didn't know who you were dealing with.
哎，那这个石头原来是最好的头块石头。
This stone actually is the chief cornerstone, the best one.
就在盖这么神殿、盖这个房子的第一个石头。
This is the first stone that you place as you build the temple of God.
以赛亚书28章有这样写的，以赛亚书。
As also recorded in Isaiah chapter 28,
28, 16, 以赛亚书二十八章十六节。
Isaiah 28:16,
这是基督的预言啊。
This is a prophecy about Lord Jesus, about Christ.
以赛亚书二十八章啊十六节。
Isaiah 28:16,
这里说，所以主耶和华如此说，看哪、啊。我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固的根基，宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急。那这里已经预言了。
Here's already a prophecy.
啊，所以使徒在提到啊四章十二节这个地方。
So in Acts chapter 4:12, when the apostle is talking about Christ,
其实是根据以赛亚书来的。
This, they are quoting it actually from the Isaiah chapter 28. 那么这些使徒
他们为什么会引用这段经文？
But how come the apostle they knew to quote from this verse?
一个可能就是他们读过了。
Maybe because they have read this verse before.
但是呢，你看这些使徒呢，有哪几个是有学问的呢？
But how many of these apostles are knowledgeable?
今天我们读了这么多次，也不一定会找得到这个地方。
Today we have read the Bible so many times, we may not necessarily find identify this verse.
那何况说他们当时的经卷是用抄写的，一卷一卷的这样放在仓库里面。
And at that time, actually, the scrolls were the Bible was written in scrolls and were actually put into the storage.
所以早期这些祭司、利未人，他们是在抄圣经、讲圣经、教圣经、教律法。
So the Levites, the priests, the one job that was entrusted to them was to write out the law, copy the law, and to teach of the law.
那么两约之间
，and between the two covenants,
啊，这些文士、法利赛，因为他们形成有法利赛的一个系统。
Then Pharisees, they have their own system of studying the Bible.
啊，他们就负起这个使命。
They carry this responsibility on their shoulder.
是一样，抄圣经啊，讲圣经，讲律法。
So they are very diligent in copying the Bible, very diligent in teaching of the law in the Bible.
不是人人一经的、啊，没有。
Not everyone has a Bible to for themselves.
所以有时候这个老人家啊，法利赛老人家，他抄圣经打瞌睡了，哎呀。
So the Pharisees, maybe when the elderly, when they are copying the Bible, they might doze off.
那希腊文的 D 跟 O 呢是很接近的 ，D 是三角形 ，O 是圆形的。
And in Greek, the letter D and the letter O is very similar. The alphabet looks very similar.
打瞌睡点蜡烛，一边打瞌睡一边写，把圆的写成三角形啊。
So they might make a mistake between the two.
哎，又是一个字啊。
And then it looks
like a 字啊
，and it's still a character.
啊，他是传给别人的。
And when he gave it to somebody else,
D 啦 ，O 啦 ，E 啦，这个常常写，有时候会写错啊。
And a lot of time they make mistake on the letter D, the letter O, and the letter E.
啊，不要说这个画这个字，画这个图啦哈。
So,
比如说这样讲，连写中文都常写，我常写错。
But we shouldn't ridicule them because even in writing Chinese, we often would make a mistake.
谢长老常骂我说，不专不啊，太粗心了，常常写错字就骂我。
And Elder Shi sometimes rebuke me. You all often write the wrong character.
我就把书拿给我传道，你说传道帮我校对一下。
Because when I like to hand my book to him to ask him to edit it for me.
你看，就像老爸讲的。常常写错字，你就是没有好好读书啊。
And the father will always rebuke the son. You write so many wrong characters because you didn't study well when you were younger.
因为希腊文的圣经这样写下去，后来变成有200多本的不同抄本了。
And because The Greek Bible was copied in this manner. So later on, there are 200, more than 200 versions of the Greek Bible.
你不要随便听个传道说，哇，希腊文怎么写？好像权威啊。
So don't listen to any pastor if they say this is how you write Greek.
你只要问他一句话，他就不会讲。
If you just need to ask them one thing, then they don't know how to continue. Unless they are very professional.
你问他说，你的原文是哪一个抄本？
Then you ask them, your original texts are based on which of the, what, which copy version, which version?
是西乃抄本呢？是啊，这个莫斯科抄本呢？啊，你问他就知道了。
You just need to ask them, is it a Sinai copy or the Moscow copy?
没有绝对的一个版本的。
There's not one copy that is with full of authority or standard.
只是还好，一些真理都没有什么差异。
But good thing is that the truth inside is the same.
我都讲一个笑话，我说可能哦，一看到这个教义很重要的，哇，眼睛特别亮，不会抄错。
Maybe you see something and then you say, "Wow, this is a doctrine," but then it might be something that's copy wrong.
啊，所以呢，我们就可以很清楚看到说，哎，他们当时呢，啊，承接的这些资料都是预言，早期就有预言的。
So we have to be very We have to be very clear that all these things, this material that comes by, is already been prophesied.
使徒绝大部分书都读得很少。
And most of the apostles, they didn't study very much.
啊，有几个因素才会写这个经文。
And there is a couple of reasons why they wrote these things down.
啊，可能这些使徒知道说，哎，以赛亚书有这样讲。
The first reason is that the apostles they may have heard about this verse previously, but they don't know what was referring to.
但是不要忘记，使徒行传是路加福音的下卷了，第二卷了。
But let's not forget the book of Acts is the second book written by Luke.
你把使徒行传读完之后，你把路加福音一读完，接到使徒行传，完全接起来。
If you read the book of Luke.The Gospel of Luke and continue into the Book of Acts, you can see it continues very well.
都是写给提阿菲罗大人。
It's written to Theophilus.
你讲得非常好。Theophilus 什么意思？
What does the name mean? Theophilus means one who loved the Lord.
这个名字是两个字合起来，就是爱主的人。
This is, means the person who loved the Lord.
所以他包括说写这个给这个大人，也写这个说爱主的人。
So this is not only written to this official, but also to anyone who loves the Lord.
所以路加把它补进去。
So Luke especially put this in.
那第二个可能他们本身知道写在什么地方。
And secondly, they may knew themselves. The first possibility is Luke put it in by himself. The second reason is apostle, they knew it themselves.
所以把它放进去。
So they put it in there.
那么还一个。
And there is a third reason.
一个这些无学士的小民。
All these people without much knowledge.
你看那十三节，首先四章十三节，这个他们就讲说，看出彼得、约翰呢、哎，奇怪，这个没有学问的小无学的小民怎么会讲这种话
？So they realized that Peter and John they were uneducated and untrained, so they marvel at their speech.
啊，唯一的看的是，就是可能圣灵启示他们。
And the only reason possibly is because they were the Holy Spirit taught them.
啊，所以呢，这里就把这一节经文拿出来看的时候。
So once we take this verse out to study,
我们就知道什么是头块的黄角石。
So we know what is this chief cornerstone.
那因此呢，我们就知道他们在盖神殿、盖房子、大房子的时候，一定是先选择那个石头。
So as they are building the big temple of God, they need to choose one this cornerstone, this big rock.
然后一块一块的这样接起来。
Then they can connect it to other stones.
所以在以弗所书二章二十节到二十二节就是这样讲啊。
So in Ephesians chapter 2:20,
应该是先讲后面那就是有基督耶稣自己为房角石，这就要先讲。
We should start off with Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone.
然后呢，在使徒和先知的根基上，根基在讲在后面。
And then there is the foundation of the apostle and the prophets.
但是这个地方可能保罗利用文学上的这个方式。
But this could be a literal written style. that is used by Paul,
也是所谓的倒装句啊，把顺序颠倒讲。
So he write it in the opposite order.
那又可能保罗为了要强调使徒和先知的根基。
Or maybe Paul want to emphasize the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
啊，这个在保罗的著作上常常会发现的。
And we can find this kind of writing style.On Paul's letters.
啊，正如那些君王说起来，哇，保罗啊，你这个人哈，学问实在太大了。
So even the kings, they realize Paul is with so much.
书读的非常多啊。
So much knowledge because Paul has studied a lot.
我们在座这些年轻人，无论年轻的年老，都一样啊，可以多读书，真的要多读书啊。
So whoever is sitting here today, no matter how old you are, if you can study, you should continue to study.
保罗有关这方面的写法呢，在罗马书第十章也有这种倒装句呀。
In the Roman chapter 10, we can also find a similar type of writing style.
啊，大家参考一下也好了哈。
We can serve as our reference.
罗马书第十章。
Roman chapter 10,
是三节。
Verse 13.
啊，从十四节来看。
So we start from verse 14.
啊，罗马书十章十四节说：然而人未曾信他，怎么能求他？未曾听见他，怎么能信他？没有传道的怎么能听见呢？十五节。
15.
若没有奉差遣的怎么能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。这是一个倒装句啊。
So you can see how the order is written in the opposite direction.
从后面讲过来的。
It start off from the end result.
其实要从十五节讲回去十四节的。
So actually you should start from 15 or going.The correct direction is from verse 15 and then verse 14.
如果没有被差遣,
if they are not sent,
他怎么能够传道?
How can he preach?
没有传道,
if he does not preach,
怎么会听到?
Then how can someone hear the gospel?
没有听到,
if no one hear the gospel,
怎么会相信?
How can they believe?
正常的顺序啊,
this is the correct, straightforward manner.
把它切断,
but Paul cut it up,
颠倒讲,
and then he talked about it in the opposite, order.
来显示他这种文学 的特质。
This is a special characteristic in the writing literatures.
所以经过他们一编排的瞬间，就觉得说，哎，哇，文章漂亮啊。
So as they are putting this together, they realize how beautifully it was written.
应该请柯传道跟你们开门圣经文学。
We should ask Preacher Cole to lead a seminar in the literatures in the Bible.
非常精彩。
It is very.
非常好
it's a very good class.
而且我个人也看了好几本这方面的书啊。
And I myself have read many books on this topic.
讲解圣经的。
It is this going into studying the Bible.
所以呢，我们就知道呢，这些经文它其实是涵盖很多特殊的、很特色的一个文学作品。
So actually, these books, these scriptures is a very special characteristic of writing.
当你要强调某一个字句的时候
，So when you are trying to emphasize a special term，
可能会把它放到最前面。
That means you may be put it into the first spot，
把它前面的引言放到后面去。
And then you put the introduction at the back。
啊，我们就看了两个例子的。
So we have already seen two examples。
一个是罗马书的第十章。
So Roman chapter 10。
一个就是我们所看的以弗所书这。
Then it's in Ephesians chapter 20。
他说有基督耶稣自己做房角石。
So Lord Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone。
然后教会呢，建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
And then the church is being built on the foundation of apostles and prophets.
在建筑的顺序。
So when you are building the structure,
先是房角石。
You should first put down the chief cornerstone.
再建根基，这是基础。
And then you lay the foundations.
房子就是教会在盖在上面。
And then the church is the house that's built on top of this foundation.
它教会他已经讲过，在前面已经讲过了。
He already talked about the church previously.
他就不再提这个字。
Then he doesn't mention the word again.
他就讲基础。
Then he talk about foundation.
他就讲方角石。
Then he talk about the cornerstone.
用这种方式来表达使徒和先知的根基重要性。
He using this style of writing to show us the importance of the foundation of apostles and prophets.
所以我们今天就可以了解的。
So this is how we can come to understand today.
耶稣基督是我们教会的根的房角石。
Lord Jesus Christ is our cornerstone of the church.
他也是出手的果子。
He is also the first fruit.
他定下来的，定了教会的方针。
He has set down or set up the direction of church.
这个房角石一放上去。
Once the cornerstone is placed,
这个教会就是要盖在这个位置。
Then this is the place where the church should be established.
方向也是跟房角石有关系。
And the direction has to do with which way the corner, chief cornerstone is placed.
建设教会必须根据耶稣基督的方向。
So you got to build the church according to the direction in which Lord Jesus Christ was placed.
所有的使徒，这个先知是新约的先知。
So the apostles and the prophets here are referring to the prophets in the New Testament.
这些先知你要建造教会的这些干部。
The board member who are building up the church together,
就是要根据是真理的根基。
They've got to build according to the truth, the foundation of truth.
这个顺序绝对不能破坏的。
Then we cannot disrupt this order.
这个就是我们今天教会的功课。
And this is the homework of a church today.
今天我们建设这个教会。
Today we're building this church.
我们以耶稣基督做房角石。
Lord Jesus Christ will serve as our cornerstone.
可是我们有没有看到主耶稣到底叫我们做什么？
But have we perceived what the Lord has entrusted us to do?
不是你随便可以跟他调整方向的，没有。
You can't change the direction of the cornerstone.
这个根基已经是很清楚。
This foundation has already been laid.
基督救赎的工作。
The work of salvation from Lord Jesus Christ.
基督建设教会的真理。
The truth of Lord Jesus Christ establishing the church.
我们不可以去更改的。
We are not to change any part of it.
在真理上这方面，我们教会还是很值得肯定的。
And in studying of these truth, our church has done a good job.
所以我们有一个真理的规模。
So we have a set of truth that we have discovered.
这个规模我们必须不断地传承下去。
And we have to pass down these truth.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第一章。
Let's take a look at 2 Timothy chapter 5.
13节。
2 Timothy chapter
5. 提摩太后书一章的13节。
Oh, sorry, chapter 1 verse 13.
后书哦。
Yeah, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13.
十三节说，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。这一段我们都很熟的。
We're very familiar with this verse.
这是保罗写给提摩太的信。
This is something that Paul wrote to Timothy.
保罗的书信呢，对象都很清楚。
The Pauline letters are all the audience is very clearly written out.
除了以弗所书以外
except the book of Ephesians any other book is very clear
有给教会的
written to church
有给教区的
for a region
像哥罗西地区的
the Colossian region
有写给个人的
for individual letters
提摩太提多
for Timothy, for Titus
这个都是牧者
these are pastors
有写给信徒的
writing to members
腓利门
Like Philemon.
其实腓利门书应该称作厄尼西姆书。
Actually, the book of Philemon is also should be called the book of Onesimus.
因为它的一章这么一章当中
，because from this whole chapter,
最中间有两句就是厄尼西姆。
The two central lines are talking about Onesimus.
从这两句往上发展，往下发展。
And you can divide the chapter into the whole chapter into these two portions.
这是跟圣经文学有关系。
It has to do with studying the structure of the book.
把它拉成一个这个弯曲型的。
You can pull the line so it's crooked.
中间发展出一节堆一节是堆出来的。
So you can draw a line between these verses.
讲到哪一句话跟哪一句是相对的，很漂亮的。
Oh, actually, in this way, you can see how one verse is corresponding to another verse.
那他写给提摩太的后书的时候
，So when he was writing the Second Timothy to Timothy,
你从我听见那纯正话语的规模
the sound doctrine which you have heard from me,
要在基督耶稣里
in Lord Jesus Christ,
凭信心跟爱心来守着。
You got to hold on to it in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus.
对，这是我们一再要求，在真道上要传承了。
So this is why we continue to emphasize on passing down of the truth to the next generation.
这种传承工作是不可以忽略的。
And we are not to neglect any kind of this work.
我这今年的这个神学院有开一个神学营啊。
And in the theological training program, we have a special camp.
是针对台湾的传道跟神学生开的课。
It is especially for the Taiwan TTP students and ministers.
我有一点失望啊。
I was a little bit disappointed.
我预计可以参加，有60个可以报名。
I hope about 40 participants would come.
因为在普里的安老院啊，那个用开的。
We held in a senior home in Puli area.
希望把这些传道就把它关在那边，不要给他们出来。
We hope to imprison the minister there for a while and not allowing them to go anywhere.
不给他们的 van 的话，他们都不能出来的。
Because if in that remote area, if they don't have a vehicle, they are not able to go anywhere.
结果参加人数没有达到我的目标，有点失望。
But the participating number did not reach my goal, so I was a little bit disappointed.
我邀了两个我的老师啊。
I invited two of my teachers.
陈恩道长老跟谢顺道长老。
Elder Chen and Elder Xie.
我说你们两位都以后不在神学院上课了，他们都退休下去了。
Because they are no longer teaching in the Taiwan TTP.
听说好像下个月还会来美国上课，是你们福气啊。
So, but they are coming to the United States sometime at the end of this month. So that is considered your blessings.
包括林宏的长老都是我神学的老师啊。
And also Elder Lin is my teacher in theological sense.
你们都可以感觉得到饱学知识啊，很那个属灵知识很丰富啊，非常丰富啊。
From their sermons, you can realize how rich is their knowledge in the truth.
我说你们都不再到神学院做这个授课的工作。
But they are no longer teaching in the theological training programs.
但是不要忘记要做传承工作。
But do not forget, you've got to pass on this knowledge to the next generation.
我就请他们两位进去上课。
So I asked the two of them to lead the classes.
把神观，把这个预定论，把这些都要在神学里头一个一个传授下来。
So they teach about the Godhead, they teach about the predestination.
陈恩道的五祭那是很精彩的。
And Elder Chen's five offerings.
我这次本来要把教材带过来，就寄到不知道寄到哪里去了。
I hope to bring the material here, but then when I send it out, it never arrived in the United States.
寄了三个月找不到。
I sent it out for 3 months, but it's nowhere to be found.
后来从邮局电脑一直找到美国的邮局来了。
So we searched from the Taiwan's postal service, all the way linking to the United States Postal Service.
他说对不起，放在你们的总会啊，通知一个月没有来拿，所以又退回去了。
So they say I've already announced and sent out the letter to your the GA office, but then they never come and pick it up, so it's already sent back to Taiwan.
这个退回去啊，邮费啊，空运的邮费又是台湾要负责。
And this airfare is supposed to postage is supposed to be taken care of by Taiwan GA.
所以神学生的教材我是用提过来的，这样一大包这样坐飞机提过来的。
So the material for the theological training program I carry myself to for the TTP here.
前辈的这些精华啊，能够带到各地来。
We hope to bring this knowledge of the senior pastors to everywhere.
真理一定要传承。
We've got to pass down the truth.
而且一代传给一代。
And we've got to pass from one generation to the next.
耶稣基督给我们的这些根基。
The foundation that is set up by Lord Jesus Christ for us.
我们的前辈把它接收了。
Our senior ministers has already received them.
成我们真耶稣教的这个根基。
So it became the foundation of our Jesus Church.
就是我们每个时代的弟兄姐妹。
And it will establish the members in every generation.
一定要根据这个房角石这个根基呢，来建设教会。
We've got to build our church based on this cornerstone and based on the foundation that has been set up.
绝对不可以改变的。
We shall not change.
我们一直求神将来保守我们。
And we ask God to preserve us.
休息时间到，我们一起休息。
We'll take a break.
一起默祷。
Bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen.